Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
77 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
71 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
71 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
69 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
67 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
68 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Mostly clear.
68 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Partly sunny.
68 degrees.
Good morning, MHKDD.
Good morning, 08 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees.
Hey, Bill.
AB what?
Why?
Okay, Nancy.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember that.
Every generation has its moment that's locked in time that they all, everyone remembers. For you, it'll be the knee.
We've got several.
They come back for you kids. And, the most formative one in your youth probably had to be the blackout. You guys were teens at that time. Had to be pretty impactful.
Yeah, I can think of a probably a much bigger one. get the 9/11 elephant in the room.
Yeah, but were you kids? Yeah, I guess you were. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that'd be it. I didn't think about that. You guys were still just kids.
Okay, we had to hop in a plane to get to Florida for the robotics tournament during that too, or shortly after that.
Now that you mention it, both happened around the same time, didn't they? 9/11 was what, 03? When the hell was the blackout?
9/11 was 01, and then blackout, I think, was 03.
All right, there you go, mixing them up. Let's see. You were already in robotics in 01? That doesn't make sense. You guys were... Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, boy, I'll tell you what. It's all blur.
I think we were, you know, they were starting the team. I don't remember very many meetings or anything before the build season when, but the rookie year was 2002, because that's why it's 02.
Got to decide which way I want to take in the work today. The decision has been made.
Yeah, you got several options. There's really only one.
Tell you what, these darn dissolvable stitches at the they're very annoying. I can feel them poking just below the skin. Can't get to them, can't see them. It's like, ah.
Yeah, that'd be annoying. I had the gallbladder out, I had those staples in. Those are, I couldn't wait to get those out.
I can imagine. Yep, now they just use some sort of dissolvable stitches. And it's like, I don't know, it's like fishing line almost. It feels like monofilament. When you, the part that sticks out real thin, but it's, you know, got that plasticky kind of bit about it. I don't know. I was kind of wondering if something like this would happen as it started to break apart, dissolve. I'd give a bunch of ends to potentially annoy things.
Something's sticking out, you can probably pull it out at this point if it's not doing anything, but if it's under the skin, you're kind of SOL.
Yeah, the one spot that's bothering me has a little red dot, like a little raised area, like it's, you can tell that the stitch is right underneath that little bump, and Pat tempted to lance it, you know, but I just think I'll be making for more trouble. It's annoying as AF right now. I could make it a medical trip by messing around. I've not really followed the overlap on this system going north. I know we've got machines all over the place that potentially can cover, but I've never really paid attention.
Warren, but
Phil's had a little tomfoolery on it last night. I cannot get it back up. You're on, you said you're on Phil's now?
Tried to warn, but we're busy or didn't hear me at all, but he didn't come back.
Roger. All right, I just wasn't sure. I had Phil's machine disconnected last night for a little bit. Couldn't remember hooking it back up, but I'm sure I would have before I went to sleep.
Yeah, I was hearing some weirdness on that. It would turn up very loud, but I thought it was like sirens or like, hollow or something. It was quite weird noises.
Yup, people just ain't real bright, so. And the rest of us have to deal with them.
Funny.
Sure,
so much fun.
Can't be any well. Dump it on in.
Everybody having a fine morning here today?
Well, I'm getting a start, but other than that, yeah, it's okay. How you doing? Let's let Lance pick it up.
Michigan construction season. Ken.
Oh, I'm doing this, Dandy. I'm on my way to my rental house. The tenant managed to mangle up the toilet flange and he tried to fix it, and that didn't work. I don't know how you break a toilet flange, but it kind of makes you wonder what people are doing on the toilet.
Is this tenant large? I mean, like, big-time large?
He's not. The wife might be considered that way, and they're both kind of elderly and handicapped, so they walk, you know, with their feet, and I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, clearly, they're breaking toilets. Lance?
Recreational activities on the toilet.
Yeah, I don't know. He pulled it all. It's in a slab, too. It's a slab house, so, yeah, I get to chip all the cement out around it, have to cut down and get a new one on there. The repair sleeve is not going to work for what they did to it.
Ah, the joys of rental properties. Ugh.
Just saw a video recently of a guy, instead of anchoring the flange to the floor, just let the flange float and anchor the pillar to the floor.
Yeah, there's a few ways to do it. I'll have to see what they did. Yeah, the last tenants were smoking so much weed in the house that when I got back into it, the HVAC system on, and I literally got a high from how caked on that stuff was in the HVAC ducts. I was starting to feel loopy. It was pretty funny.
Well, yeah, it's all that good resin all built up on there. Oh, yeah. You probably have sold it.
Spent the park yesterday with my daughter, and it was lighting up, and Christ, really? At the park?
They each their own. It's all legal now, so can't do anything about it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I guess I'm glad it's legal, but some people are just baked out of their skull. You know, there's like they say, oh, you know, it's harmless. Well, define harmless. Because you're really going nowhere fast. But, yeah, you're right. Whatever. It's not my concern anymore. But I was one of the other ones that cracked me up are ones that are blazing away in their car driving, like, you know, but it's legal. It's like, yeah, not driving. But they don't care. Man, I smell it. It's so prevalent on the road. You know, you get one of them cars, like, you know, 2-3 cars ahead of you, just permeates the air back where you are. That's crazy.
Yeah, I ran into a bunch of guys on the snowmobile trail last winter and during our 1 month snowmobile season we had, but they get off their sled because I was sitting on having a break on the side of the trail, and they get off their sled and they're bait. They got them in. Like, oh, where's the nearest gas station? I'm like, man, I don't think you guys should be riding.
So one time I turned on Shainer's off the Hall Road there, and this minivan is, you know, what, cheech and chong. Smoke coming out of it. They're going 35 miles an hour down the road. So, yeah, these guys are definitely smoking and driving.
Okay, got my quad espresso macchiato ordered. WAW.
Yep, I'm at my Menards here. Pick up a few supplies. So I'll be 73s for now. KFWL.
73, Ken. Save big money. John?
Yep, I'll be at the shop by the time you get back. So have fun. Doesn't sound like the best thing to be doing on a Thursday morning, but when the paycheck comes in to pay for the property, it's all worth it. Catch you later.
It could be worse. Could be outside.
Trinity, what would be the absolute worst call for rental property? Broken water tank, water heater. That involves plumbing, water mess. Toilet's got to be up there, right? Leaking pipe. It's got to be plumbing stuff, no matter what.
Worst stuff we had to do in my house is plumbing related, but usually on the sewer side. Back up or whatever. I was in the Cullen Township. They didn't know how to slope on the sink. That pipe was just full of grease and gunk. They tore it all down.
A roping fills machine now, so I don't know if it's time to transition. Where are you at now?
Mile marker 87.
Wait a minute. You said fills machine. How the hell could you be in Clio?
Said your machine. Said your machine a while ago.
You're heading north at this hour?
Negative.
Alright, I'm confused.
How are you confused?
You said you're in Clio, unless I misunderstood. And you're working my machine or Phil's machine down here. So why wouldn't you be on Flint or something else?
That was mile marker 87, and I was on your machine.
Okay, so you never said Clio, I just heard that.
That's correct.
Okay, I don't know why I heard Clio. Like, what? Anyhow, I get it. But I am pulling into the shop, and, I can't. Well, I will be in 30 seconds. I'll be pulling into the shop. Wow, there's a lot of traffic right here. So I'll make this my last after yours.
Alrighty.
See you later. I'm here. W8FU.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly sunny. 73 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Sunny. 80 degrees.
KE8VSI mobile. Hey, Greg. I am on 94 in Mount Elliott.
Roger, Roger. You hearing me okay? I have a question about the Cisco's.
Roger, I hear you just fine.
So I'm trying to print out Captain Don's color placard for the sidecars, and mine is off in all directions. It's too big. How did you guys resolve that?
It depends. Is it Excel or Word or what you got going there?
Well, I'm doing it from a Mac running LibreOffice. You're saying the app I picked makes a difference?
So you're using that? No, the document makes a difference. Is it a document or a spreadsheet?
It's whatever Don posted in the Telegram. It's linked. There's a link to it in the step section about his color. It's XLS.
Okay, so it's a spreadsheet then. Yeah, what you're going to want to do is look for the table properties and spacing. And I had to do that myself because it just didn't work right on the Mac. It didn't come out the right size. It decreases by like 1/10 both ways, height and width. In LibreOffice, you know, they're all a little bit different. You have to poke around with the menus and what, but you're looking to edit your table. Your table is the two columns by 16 or 32 or whatever it is. And then there's spacing, both vertical and horizontal. So you got to kind of look for that. Exactly how to do it with what you got there, I don't know. And even with what I got, I would have to be up to the desk. I'm not that good at it.
All right. Well, that gives me enough information. I can figure it out from there. I didn't realize that you literally had to go and manipulate the document. So no problem. I can figure that out. It's gonna take some finagling, but I can figure that out.
Yeah, once you know what I just said, then yeah, you and I would be doing the same thing, fumbling around and trying to figure it out. So I'm sure you will at some point. Now you got an idea what to look for. It's vertical and horizontal spacing on the actual cell sizes of the table.
Yep, and unfortunately, LibreOffice is just a little different from Office or Excel. It's not exactly where I'm expecting it. Oh, here we go. Format cells, maybe. All right, let me play with this then. What's got you down there?
I'm heading back home from the airport. I dropped my wife off. She's going to Tennessee for a few days to visit her niece and grandnephew.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So now you're going to be the cat's away, so the mouse is going to play, right?
You never know. Could go either way. Might just hunker down and be a mole, or might go scare up some trouble. I don't know.
There you go. All right, let me get back to this. Don't want to waste too much time. Plus, I got to get lunch here ordered up. I don't know why. I'm having some pretty low sugars here this morning.
Oh, man, I'm going to be driving right by you and with you lunch. But I have some window cleaner people coming at noon. So, well, they're coming between noon and 2, and my ETA for home is noon. Otherwise, I'd do lunch with you.
Oh, there you go. Okay, let me jump out of here and see if I got this figured out and work on getting lunch ordered. Travel safe. Hell yeah.
All right, good luck. PSI Drive.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 86 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 81 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 83 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 87 degrees.
Camp 80 well.
NHKPP.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 86 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 88 degrees.
SWRK, how you doing?
Well.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 84 degrees.
KF80YL, monitoring.
Hey, Gatlin.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 82 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 80 degrees.
KF80YL.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees.
Radio check.
That OOE radio check, your audio is okay. You're in a lot of background noise, but you're perfectly readable. Actually sounded considerably worse than your first. There's a lot of background noise and your audio was broken up a little bit. This is KF88YL. KF88YL.
Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 76 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees.